Welcome to Story River Fable. It's Tina Constant here, and here's a story called "Are You Ready?" he asked. Now, Chuchuru had seen many springs come and go in this world, many summers and many autumns, and he was close to his next winter when everything changed. The hunt had been like any other. The sun rose like it had the day before. What he didn't know and could never have predicted was how a simple slip in a stream and a thorn in his foot would first ache, then cause pain, then cause his chest to fight him and his heart to burn. It took Chuchuru just 7 short months to go from wild ride running to fighting for every moment. His soulmate and his greatest love leaned over to let water slip between his lips. "It's not yet the day, my love," she said. "You still have a story to tell." And with that, Chuchuru's children would come close and he would tell them another tale about the world, about how it worked, where the best berries could be found, and how to find their heart's desires. When he was too tired to speak, he would close his eyes and he would drift. He would hear his wife, he'd hear his children, but soon he found he heard another voice too. "Chuchuru," the voice said. It was both familiar to him and foreign, like he had heard it 1,000 times but hadn't always listened. Now, in the dark of the space he found himself in, he turned his attention to that voice. "What have you learned?" the voice said. "Are you ready yet?" "I have learned joy," Chuchuru said, thinking of the day each of his children was born, and the voice faded. The next day, his soulmate and love came to him once more. She let sweet water drip between his lips. "It's not yet the day, my love," she whispered. "You still have a story to tell." And Chuchuru's children gathered, and he told them each what happened on the day they were born and how the world was different and better simply because they existed. Once more, exhausted beyond all words, Chuchuru closed his eyes. He heard his wife be busy and his children whisper memories. But again, he heard that other voice too. "Chuchuru, what have you learned? Are you ready yet?" "I have learned fear," he said, "and I know how to defeat it." And the voice faded. The next day, Chuchuru felt the warmth of the sun on his face even before he opened his eyes. When he did, he saw his wife, his love, his soulmate close to him. She let honey water drip between his lips. "Today is not the day, my love. You still have a story to tell." His children gathered and Chuchuru told them tales of all the times he had thought his time was up, how he had faced his fears and all about the meaning of courage. With the story told, he fell back asleep to the sound of his family making supper, inviting neighbors in to sit with them. The next morning, the sun seemed to rise earlier than it did before, so much so that it shared the sky with the moon. Chuchuru opened his eyes and looked out of the window. "Chuchuru," the voice said, "what have you learned? Are you ready yet?" "I have learned that the roots of the giant trees on one side of the great lake are connected to the roots on the other side. I have learned that the wind is always there, even if you don't see it or feel it. I have learned that the moon and the sun will always share the same sky, no matter what." And the voice said, "Do you have any more stories to tell?" And Chuchuru replied, "One. I have one more story to tell." And when Chuchuru's wife, love, soulmate and heart-bonded friend came to him with sweet water, Chuchuru held her hand. "There was once a seed," he said. "Before the dawn of time, it found itself deep in soft earth. From there it grew. It grew strong. It bore more fruit than anyone could have imagined. The fruit from that tree would ripen and drop to the earth to grow more trees of their own. They grew until there was a forest. every root, every branch, every leaf, so bonded, so connected, that to anyone who passed by, it would look like the forest was a single being breathing the same air. One day a gardener walked into the forest looking for a piece of fruit to serve a very particular purpose. He found a pomegranate. Not just any pomegranate. This pomegranate was chosen because it was not yet fully ripe to be ready, not yet fully grown to be complete, but ready for the purpose. What purpose? Chuchuro's wife said, her heart breaking open enough to take a piece of her with it. The gardener wanted to plant this pomegranate so it would grow into new earth, to grow into a tree that would give protection to the sparrow and the fox, the butterfly, the ant and the deer. That tree had to be strong enough to be a place that all the wild things could call home. Today is the day, my love, Chuchuro said. And with that, a breeze, soft and warm, drifted through the window. Chuchuro climbed on its back, and there was silence. Before the sunset, Chuchuro's wife, love and soulmate, took her children into the meadow, and they planted a single pomegranate. The pomegranate wasn't so ripe that it was ready. It wasn't so fully grown as to be complete, but it was full of potential and vibrant, vital life. That tree grew. That tree blossomed. That tree gave life and shade and protection and joy and remembrance. Every day, Chuchuro's wife watched as one of her children would go to the tree to pick a new bud or a leaf or a fully bloomed pomegranate. They'd bring it to the kitchen table and they would smile. What have you learned? Chuchuro's love and soulmate would ask. And they would talk about what they had learned that day, all about love and courage and joy, belonging, ambition, kindness and life. Are you ready yet? She would ask. And they would say, yes, I'm ready. And they would embark on their next adventure with Chuchuro in their hearts, feeding their minds and holding their souls safe in his hands. That's it. Lighting a candle today for anyone you have loved and lost.